Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now, here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm so excited that you are here joining us today. And we have a guest that has a lot of background on a time that, you know, hopefully none of us have forgotten about. It's actually remembered as the Forgotten War, and they are actually celebrating their 60th anniversary of the Korean War. And I have Solomon Jamerson going to talk about some of his experiences. So I would love to, you know, have you join us here on the Kim Pagano Show. And let's bring him on. Solomon Jamerson, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much for having me on.
Absolutely. So thank you for sharing some of your stuff with us. Tell us a little bit about yourself and who you are.
Okay, let me say first off that this is the 63rd anniversary of the beginning of the war, and actually the commemoration now is for the 60th anniversary of the signing of the armistice in that war. The war is still technically on, but the armistice was signed on 27th July 1953, and that is the commemoration at this time. We're celebrating the 60th anniversary of that signing of that armistice.
Solomon, when you say that it's on still, I mean, so many of us don't think about it being on. Is that because we still have 7,000 that are still missing?
Actually, it's not simply because of the missing numbers. It's because of the hostility that occurred in 1950, went on until 1953 before they actually ceased the hostilities. And the hostilities were ceased simply by negotiating an armistice or a peaceful agreement. And that caused the stopping of the shooting at each other, but technically the war is still on.
And now, well, why is it important that we, I mean, a lot of people think of it as the Forgotten War. Why is that?
Well, that is true. It was forgotten for so long that it really seems kind of strange to be going back and celebrating a war 60 years later, but it was missed so much earlier that it was believed to be necessary to go back and make the people aware that there was a war. We called it a police action at first. It went in there under the United Nations auspices, and we fought for 3 years, and so many people just passed it by after that. And so recently, I guess Congress and the Defense Department decided that they should make the people more aware that this war did take place.
Oh, and why do you think that we, I mean, we're in war right now, obviously. We have our, you know, soldiers and our troops over there. How is that war different than now?
Oh, I've often stated to myself that I'm glad I don't have to fight the war that the young men are having to fight today, where you can walk down the street or drive down the street and get blown up without having any idea that you're in danger.
Right. And now, was that different when you were at war in the Korean War?
No,
and I just want to remind anybody that's just joining us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Solomon Jamerson. And you were actually a Silver Star recipient, right, and the first lieutenant?
I was a first lieutenant in, during the war, and I received the Silver Star as a result of some combat action I had at that time, which resulted in saving a unit from ambush. My job was the job of the aerial observer in the light Piper Cub type of aircraft. They call them observation planes. And as an observer, it was my job to look out over the landscape and over enemy territory to see what type of action we could direct artillery fire on.
And now you sound very young right now, but how old were you when you were at war?
Well, I went to war at the age of 23. I had just received my commission from the from my military training. I was commissioned as an officer, second lieutenant in the Army, and I actually was stationed at Fort Lewis, Washington, where the 2nd Infantry Division was stationed, and there was a bulletin out where you could apply for going to West Point Preparatory School, and as a young officer, that was something I thought I might like to do. But by the time my paperwork was all processed and I was taken into for beginning interview, they had received a telegraph which said that anyone who had passed his 21st birthday would not be eligible to apply for that school. So I was knocked out of that route to what they call a regular Army commission. I was actually commissioned in the reserve, but I had active duty all the way through for 21 years before I retired as a lieutenant colonel.
21 years? Wow.
I was in for 21 years, which is actually a short period of time when you consider the time that civilians have to work for retirement. 21 years at half pay is what the Army was, or the military had at that time.
I want to say thank you for what, you know, your support for our country.
You're certainly welcome, and I appreciate the expression of gratitude.
Absolutely. Now, at 23 years old, I have 4 children. What did your parents think when you were going into, you know, I guess even though you were in reserve, you still were in action, correct?
Oh, yes. I was what was known as the active duty reserve, which you were in the same position as any other regular Army officer, but I was just tabbed as a reservist. And my retirement as lieutenant colonel was in the Army reserve. I could have gone extended my time in reserve and even worked up to higher rank, but at the time I was ready to get out because I just completed a second tour in Korea. This was a peacetime tour. I had just completed that and had to go without my family, so I came home from that in 1965 and decided to go ahead and put in for my retirement.
Now,
I had to serve. I was just going to make the comment that I couldn't get out right then because I had been promoted to lieutenant colonel, and in order to retire at that rank, I had to stay in another 6 months. So that's why I extended my time a little bit before.
Right. Now, were you married when you were in there?
I was married for the period of time I was over in Korea for the second tour, the peacetime tour, in 1964-65. I got married in 1952 when I had come back from Korea and was in Fort Hood, Texas, training other reservists to go over to Korea. That's at the time I met my wife and I got married.
Now, can you give us some memories of the Korean War that are just vivid in your mind?
Well, I spoke earlier of the ambush that I was credited with having saved our troops from. That is very vivid because I was actually, it was an accident. I was on an aerial mission and had nothing to direct artillery fire at, and I decided that I would register this battalion on a crossroad so they could fire blindly at the during the night. My first round came out from the about 600 yards from this crossroad when it landed in a clump of trees, bushes, and a whole swarm of individuals running, and some were blown high. I could see them blown into the air. Others were dashing off in different directions, and then on the opposite side of the valley, artillery piece opened up on our troops coming up the road and knocked out the first tank. So I dropped the message, and this was the only means of communication that we had with the infantry on the ground. I dropped the weighted message down to the commander that he was heading into an ambush. And
walkie-talkies at that time, or?
No, the artillery had a FM-type radio, and the infantry had an AM-type radio, and the two could not communicate.
Really? So, wow. So we've come a long way from there.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I dropped this message down to them and then went back and adjusted fire on the troops and the artillery piece that was firing on them. I knocked that out. And further up the valley toward the river, other artillery pieces started firing. And because it was getting dark at that time, we adjusted some fire, and then we told the artillery to continue firing blindly at the troops that were being engaged at the time,
right,
and advancing our friendly troops a chance to do some scouting and reconnoitering to see what was going on up ahead of them. But this was just a delaying action. We could tell that because after the invasion in Incheon, these troops were just trying to hold us back to allow their troops to advance back up above Seoul so they wouldn't get cut off by our invading troops in Incheon.
Wow. I just want to remind any of my listeners that are just tuning in right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Solomon Jamerson, and we're talking about the 60th anniversary of the armistice and honoring veterans from the Korean War. And, you know, so we're talking about your vivid memories and your life back then and how your participation in the war really made a difference. And what kind of tips would you give our troops now, looking back and looking forward where we are today?
Well, actually, giving tips to the troops today would be giving false troops tips because the war is completely different in the manner in which it's fought. And we've been blamed in our military for always fighting the last war, and I would not want to
be over there now. Yeah.
I would not want to get the troops involved in using our tactics and techniques because they're faced with a completely different situation at this time.
Hmm. You know, now, Solomon, how did this change your life? I mean, you know, we always hear about the war, but we never hear about the personal, you know, how it really changes who you are when you come back and with your family. Do you have children?
Well, you know, with me, I had no problems when I returned because I was just fresh into the Army. As I said, I went in as an enlisted man, but I went through officer training school and got my Lieutenant Barr, and then I went off to Korea. I came back. One thing that maybe did help change because I saw in that Korean War we had technology that we were not using. One of those what they call a counter mortar radar system. That counter mortar radar is supposed to locate mortars being fired in and backtrack to where they were being fired from. And I was discouraged in that we weren't using that technique very well. Many of the officers didn't understand the radar system, and many of the technicians working on it had all kinds of excuses for not using it. And, of course, it was a little bit fragile, too, in that it was using vacuum tubes instead of semiconductors for transmitting information. And when I came back from the war, I made it a point to fight my way into counter-mortar radar school so I could learn how to use the counter-mortar radar. And if when I became a commander, I wanted to be able to use it much more effectively than we had used it up to that point. I did go to radar school.
Oh, wow.
But when I got out of the radar school, instead of going into counter-mortar radar, they put me into air defense radar system. And
wow.
I was assigned to Germany to a group where we had to use the radar system. And I was an assistant radar officer where I had to use the system for our defense of the airplanes that we were protecting. We were around an airfield in Wiesbaden, Germany, and our function was to protect airplanes from any enemy airplanes coming in.
Now, talking about that, what were some of the first to come out of the Korean War conflict?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand the question.
What were some of the first, to come out of the Korean War? I mean, I know that the helicopters were first used to evacuate the wounded and supply the transfer troops, correct?
Yes, okay. The helicopters really came into their being in Vietnam. And, of course, the Korean War was just a few years before that. Mm-hmm. In fact, I was slated to go back I had my retirement coming up, and when they asked me to pull my retirement back, I recalled that I just finished serving a second tour in Korea without my family, and I said, well, no, I'm going to call it quits.
I think I'm done, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, I want to thank you. You know, why is it so important that we're bringing this back, and where do people find out more about the Korean War conflict and the Forgotten War?
Well, you know, I think probably the people at the Pentagon have seen that the effects of people not paying proper respect to the Vietnam veterans when they return from war, and they want to make sure that they reach back and pull us all in to show our respect and gratitude and so forth. And so they had this special committee that had a three-year period in which they traveled the country and trying to bring greater awareness to the troops that served in Korea as well as those that served in wars following that.
Right. And now, do you still keep in touch with a lot of the people that you were out with? Or I mean, is that something that kind of brings back memories to collaborate with them?
I just recently wrote a letter to Congressman Charles Rangel, who was a PFC in our outfit when we went over to And I've been in touch with him, and there's a gentleman on the East Coast that I've just made contact with. His name is Randy Blue. We're all going to try to meet up at the Korean War Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C. on the 27th of July and try to reestablish our relationship and also be a part of the ceremony that's giving gratitude to the veterans of the Korean War.
I have other friends around
the country, but those in Washington, D.C., or close by Washington, D.C., are the only two that I made contact with.
Well, thank you so much, Solomon Jamerson. And, again, thank you for 21 years of service and now looking back and, you know, sharing. So I appreciate you being on my show.
We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Thank you.
Looking for a camp, a preschool, an orthodontist? Look no further than ParentClick.com, one-stop shop for families in Ventura County. You'll find everything for every age in the ParentClick directory. Looking for something to do this weekend? Check out our community calendar. How about a place for your teen to volunteer? Read Parent Chatter. Go to ParentClick.com and register for our weekly newsletter. ParentClick.com, the local family scene and city guide for Ventura County.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair. And I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Grow your business by advertising in Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly target audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of residents, business owners, and visitors who are ready to become your customers. And mention KVTA to receive an upgrade to color for no additional cost. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com or 653-0791.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Stronghold Schools is an alternative learning program in Ventura for any parent whose child is not doing well or absolutely thriving in the current educational system that they're in. Stronghold is a way for that child to excel in every aspect of their life, whether it's academically, behaviorally, and overcome any challenge that they find themselves in. You can find us at Stronghold School Systems in Ventura, 805-830-5850, or visit us at our website, strongholdschools.com. Our motto at Stronghold Schools is that absolutely no child is broken, and they have the God-given right to overcome any challenge and any obstacle they find themselves confronted with, and our students do.
Debbie, wow, you look great. What have you done?
It's my plastic surgeon, Dr. Curtis Perry. He gave me my look back. He's also an award-winning sculptor.
You look so natural. I've been thinking about plastic surgery. Where is he?
He's in Agoura Hills, and his consultations are free. Call him. Here's his number, 818-661-0791.
You would never know. That's it. I'm calling today.
Dr. Curtis Perry, for all your cosmetic surgery with a sculptor's artistry. Call 818-661-0791. That's 818-667-0791.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Today we're going to talk about, it's a little different topic, but, you know, my son races, and I love cars, and I love beautiful cars. So we have Michelle Krebs, and she is senior analyst of Edmund.com. And we also have James Bell, head of consumer affairs for General Motors. And we are going to be talking about that all-new 2014 Corvette Stingray. And this car actually happens to be the most efficient sports car on the market. So we're going to find out a little bit about its performance and why drivers expect a little bit more, because now they're giving a little bit more. So let's welcome Michelle Krebs and James Bell. Welcome. Are you there?
Oh,
we're here. Thanks for having us.
Thank you so
Absolutely. Thank you for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. And so tell us a little bit about each one of you.
Well, I work for Edmunds.com. Our headquarters are right nearby you in Santa Monica, California. We're a car shopping website. I'm a senior analyst and an editor there, and I test drive cars all the time. So.
What a fun job, huh?
Yes, it is.
I thought my job was fun, just talking to people and learning about their life and their journeys. And
I get to drive cars.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. And how about you, James Bell?
Yeah. My name is James Bell. I'm the GM's head of consumer affairs. But I, until 2 years ago, I was on the same side of the fence as Michelle, driving cars for a living and testing them. And I'm based there in Long Beach, California. So we're happy to be on here in Southern California.
Wow. And now, how do you apply for a job like that, just to test cars?
I kind of happened into it. I was a business editor and then went to work for a trade journal that covered the auto industry, and got hooked.
Yeah, somebody could definitely get hooked on that.
It's an addiction.
Another addiction that we have to worry about. Okay, so tell us about, this new 2014 Corvette Stingray. And I just want to remind any of my listeners that are just tuning in right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm so glad that you are here. I know you have many choices out there. And right now we're talking with Michelle Krebs and James Bell. And we're talking about cars, some of my men out there, and women. I mean, this is like, this. Would you consider this a man's car or a woman's car, or both?
Me too.
And I think the biggest important part of this particular design was that it not only appealed to both genders, but more importantly appealed to a younger demographic. The current Corvette and the generation before were correctly kind of stereotyped as somebody going through a bit of a midlife crisis, probably male. And, when you looked inside a Corvette, that's usually who you saw driving it. But what we're finding with the new design on this vehicle is it really is starting to appeal to younger buyers, all genders. Let me try to think of both genders. I'm suddenly creating new species here. But then also, we were just talking to some people earlier today who have an 18-year-old son who just thinks this car is the best. And that's where things are getting exciting. This is a car that's very important to GM and the success of the car company, but it also has to be broaden its appeal. And that's what we're finding thus far.
Wow. And so what are all the changes?
Wow. Where to begin? Well, it's a brand new aluminum chassis. It incorporates a lot of very innovative technology to push fuel efficiency. And I know that might sound kind of funny when we're talking about a Corvette, because that isn't, it's not like you're buying a hybrid or a economy car here. But because of CAFE regulations from the U.S. government and emissions standards from the Asian and European governments, all the car companies are really focused on getting the most drive per gallon of gas. And so cars like the Corvette and pickup trucks, they have to contribute to that standard. They can't just be the little cars anymore. And so, again, this is an all-new aluminum chassis, so it's very lightweight. Uses a lot of carbon fiber and composite materials to lighten the weight up even more. Then it has some great aerodynamics as well. It borrows a lot of aerodynamic tricks from our Corvette racing program. And so if a car is lightweight and a car slides through the air easier, with better aerodynamics, then it doesn't need as much fuel to push it down the road. And then lastly, we've got a really neat motor. It's a 6.2-liter V8. Puts out 455 horsepower, will do 0 to 60 in well under 4 seconds. But more importantly, when you're just driving down the 405, at 20 miles an hour, and you're happy about that, and the car senses that we're not really doing anything aggressive, it will turn off four of the cylinders and just run as a four-cylinder engine in those moments. Now, of course, when the road opens up again and you give it a little bit more throttle, all eight cylinders come back to life and away you go. But, you know, it's just using technology to recognize that you can have a high-performance car like this, but it's not always being driven that way. So let's find a way to get that fuel efficiency up as high as we can.
Wow. And so how many miles per gallon do you think we can get?
Well, we're announcing today with the EPA that the ratings on it are 17 around town, but more importantly, 29 on the highway.
And that's incredible for, a beautiful sports car to be driving out to, you know?
Oh, yeah. And the one that does that kind of, you know, a top speed of getting close to 200 miles an hour, 0 to 60 in less than 4 seconds, as I said, I mean, it's kind of unheard of. But again, this is where the business is going. I mean, you can look at the Corvette as almost being a bit of a poster child for how the game is changing. And it's only going to get more so. In fact, Michelle and I were talking earlier about how we're starting to see hybrid technology come into cars that you wouldn't expect, like Ferraris and Lamborghinis and Porsches. So, fuel efficiency is not just something the car companies are talking about. They're really starting to deliver.
Right. And you know what? You're right, because we were just at a party, and we were talking to somebody who had just bought a brand-new car, and they were saying, you know, they were talking about the efficiency, and they're like, when you pay a price like this, you're really not worried about that, but it all helps. And I think that that's what's so good about it. It's a win-win.
Yeah. I mean, when you have people who, had a car that they really liked 4 or 5 years ago when fuel prices had their first big spike, those cars turned into enemies really quickly, because they were now, not really helping them out when the prices rise. So I think when people are coming back in the market now in 2013 and beyond, they're looking for a car that's going to give them the experience that they're looking for, but also it's going to be a bit of an insurance against rising fuel prices.
Right. Now, is the 2014 already out on the market?
No, it's actually being produced in our facility in Bowling Green, Kentucky, as we speak. The first deliveries will start to roll out to dealers towards the middle of August, and so start to see them on the in your neighborhood probably more towards early September.
Okay, and what kind of colors are we going to be seeing?
We're looking at one in silver here. Of course, red is available, black.
You name it. Yeah, I mean, this is one of the big things that with this new generation Corvette, we wanted to really kind of take a page from successes from companies like Porsche and Ferrari to really have a vehicle you can really kind of customize and get it just to the way you like it, especially on the interior. The current generation Corvette was a little short in that department.
It was kind of old-fashioned, would say, right?
A little plain vanilla.
Not kind of old-fashioned. It didn't match.
I was trying to be kind, okay?
Oh, that's fine. I'm here to be honest. It's all right. When you thought about the price of the car and the performance of the car and the way it looked on the outside, all those things over-delivered. But the interior was short, and so that's really where you have a big change. The interior is now beautiful, nice materials, well put together, and very customizable. The car we have here has got this incredible bright red leather interior, but they also do some maroons and then some browns and, of course, black and silver.
Ooh,
so it's
okay,
a very custom car.
Yeah. Wow, this might have my name on it.
What color would you like?
I know. Can I put my order in right now?
Of course.
Better hurry up.
It's a beautiful car. I mean, I've driven them, test driven them with four kids. That was never my first choice, to only have one. But now that my kids are a little older, I think I could possibly do it. You know, I just want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Michelle Krebs. We're talking with James. And we are talking about the 2014 fast, fabulous, and fuel-efficient Corvette Stingray. What is the price point?
It starts at about $52,000. And as usual, price can start to creep up when you add additional features and higher performance variants. And we will be seeing even more power in future generations. So $52,000 for the base model is pretty darn good.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for sharing this with us, and I can't wait to see it in August.
Oh, when you see one on the roads, you'll remember where you were. This is the car that's going to catch your eye.
I'll remember our conversation here. Thank you so much, Michelle and James. I appreciate it, and you have a really great day.
Thank you,
Kat. And we're going to take a really quick break. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Looking for a camp, a preschool, an orthodontist? Look no further than ParentClick.com, one-stop shop for families in Ventura County. You'll find everything for every age in the ParentClick directory. Looking for something to do this weekend? Check out our community calendar. How about a place for your teen to volunteer? Read Parent Chatter. Go to ParentClick.com and register for our weekly newsletter. ParentClick.com, the local family scene and city guide for Ventura County.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair. And I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Grow your business by advertising in Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly targeted audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of residents, business owners, and visitors who are ready to become your customers. And mention KVTA to receive an upgrade to color for no additional cost. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com or 653-0791.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Stronghold Schools is an alternative learning program in Ventura for any parent whose child is not doing well or absolutely thriving in the current educational system that they're in. Stronghold is a way for that child to excel in every aspect of their life, whether it's academically, behaviorally, and overcome any challenge that they find themselves in. You can find us at Stronghold School Systems in Ventura, 805-830-5850, or visit us at our website, strongholdschools.com. Our motto at Stronghold Schools is that absolutely no child is broken, and they have the God-given right to overcome any challenge and any obstacle they find themselves confronted with, and our students do.
Debbie, wow, you look great. What have you done?
It's my plastic surgeon, Dr. Curtis Perry. He gave me my look back. He's also an award-winning sculptor.
You look so natural. I've been thinking about plastic surgery. Where is he?
He's in Agoura Hills, and his consultations are free. Call him. Here's his number, 818-661-0791.
You would never know. That's it. I'm calling today.
Dr. Curtis Perry, for all your cosmetic surgery with a sculptor's artistry. Call 818-661-0791. That's 818-667-0791. Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm so excited that you are here. You know, I love talking about food and also healthy food. I've got Ellie Krieger on the line right now, and I'm really excited to find out about her new choices for the summer, and also she has her new cooking channel, Healthy Appetite, and she is the host of that show. Plus, she's got several books, and including Small Changes, Big Results, and The Food You Crave, and The Luscious Recipes for Healthy Life. Let's bring Ellie on. Ellie, are you there?
I'm here. Hi, Kim.
How you doing?
Doing great, thanks.
Good. Thank you so much for joining us here on my show, on the Kim Pagano Show.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you get started?
Oh, my goodness, how did I get started? Golly gee, I think I was born loving food. I mean, I really was, in fact, born loving food. My mother says that me becoming a nutritionist is like a pyromaniac becoming a firefighter.
Oh, I love it, okay.
So that's sort of how I got started. But I studied nutrition as an undergrad and in my master's program, but all the while always loving to cook, and one thing led to another, and I started writing writing and doing TV stuff, and eventually landed my Food Network show, which...
I love your show, too. I mean, you know, you're cute on there. You got great recipes. It's great. I love when it's a win-win.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, it really comes from my heart, I have to say. So I think that makes a really big difference when you're really living it, you know. I mean, I'm a busy working mom trying to make it all work, and I think
right there with you.
Yeah, and I know it's not always easy, and so I try to really make it accessible, realistic, and delicious. I mean, I think that often becomes the thing that becomes missing from the conversation about healthy food, or people's perception of healthy food, is that flavor and a passion, you know, and a sensuousness about the food needs to be there, and I really try to bring that to the table literally.
Wow, I love it. And, you know, I'm really excited to talk to you because I've got a wedding coming up, when my youngest daughter, actually both my daughters, and I know that you have some great things that you can help me with.
Yeah, a double wedding? Is this
yeah.
right here? Oh, my goodness.
Put me over the edge.
Congratulations, but holy cow.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, I mean, basically this is, you know, I do season. So whether it's an engagement party or a wedding party, definitely this is the season for that. And so I've actually come up with this collection of engaging appetizers and that are perfect for serving at this kind of, you know, function. Whether it's an engagement party or wedding party or even if it's a more casual backyard party or pool party, but something where you really want to up the ante and make it special. So basically what I think really ties all these together, and they're all finger foods, they're all easy to eat, very elegant and helpful as well. What really ties them together are three elements. So to get to this healthy, delicious point, first of all, really making the most of seasonal produce, seasonal bounty. We have so much great produce available now. So zucchini and tomatoes and fresh herbs, they're all at their peak. And so taking advantage of that. Also then using lean proteins, so shrimp, chicken, lean beef, things like Greek yogurt or lower-fat cheeses are really instrumental in these recipes, and then using healthy oils. It is the lowest in saturated fat of all the oils, common oils, and it has a lot of monounsaturated fat. So that's an oil a type of fat that we need more of. So also canola.
I was actually looking on their website, and I like some of the stuff that they talk about. Switching to vegetable fats may improve survival from prostate cancer.
Yeah, I mean, there's all kinds of research is that when you start to have a healthier fat profile, the profound health benefits that can be there, including heart health as well as, you know, really it affects all your cells in your body. So it makes it can make a really big difference just making that kind of switch.
Wow. And I just want to remind anybody that is just tuning in right now, I'm so glad that you're here. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and I'm joined with Ellie Krieger, and she is the host of Healthy Appetite on the Cooking Channel. So I'm really excited to get some tips and tricks, and I love how you put it's I do season right now. It really is at our home. So.
Really, absolutely. So the other thing about canola that I really love is it's very versatile, so that it has this clean, neutral flavor, so that it really can go with all different types of cuisines, and it takes heat very well. And it's also great to use in a marinade or vinaigrette. So anyway, these recipes really highlight all of that. And one that I love is the zucchini roll-up. So basically what you do to make these is you slice zucchini lengthwise into like quarter-inch slices, brush it with the canola, grill it up. And sometimes I love to just do that and grill up a bunch of vegetables in the summer, you know, just
yeah,
to have
too.
For...
Definitely.
Yeah, exactly, just to have around. But in this case, you really transform it because you just make this very simple kind of feta spread, mixing up some feta cheese and spread that on the zucchini. And
then just feta cheese?
Well, it's feta cheese and a little garlic and seasonings and a little roasted red pepper.
Oh, okay.
So you kind of blend that up. And then you roll it with some leafy greens, like some spinach or arugula. And then,
I love arugula.
Yeah, and then fresh herb and some crispy sweet bell peppers. So then just roll that up and you get this beautiful, colorful, little like one-bite wonder.
And delicious.
Really so delicious and like a punch of flavor and so healthy and so low in calories.
Wow. I love it. You know, it's funny. Of course, for the summer and stuff, you're always trying to lose weight, actually all year long. But, you know, really, we really need to be mindful of our waistline. And I'm really into watching what I put in my mouth now.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you can have, and I think, you know, get a lot of flavor for without a lot of calories, and you can totally do that. And also in a way that's going to be, you know, helpful for your body and help it, you know, thrive. So you can have low-calorie stuff that's just made of junk still, but if you can have things that are low-calorie that are incredibly flavorful and also nutritious, I mean, then you're really improving your life on so many levels.
Right. And now these are all things that you talk about on your show, right?
Yeah, this is really the center point of the show. This is really what it's all about. And it's about making small changes that make really big difference. So you don't have to do anything dramatic and just, you know, eat carrots and kale all day long, you know? I mean, which I love carrots and kale.
You're thinking of healthy appetite, but there's so many things that you can really, you know, that have good taste to it.
Yes, exactly. Another recipe I'd love to, you know, along those lines that's in this collection, I love shrimp cocktail. I think, you know, it's just so easy and it's so elegant and crowd-pleased. Everyone loves shrimp. You know, it's
right.
Usually the first thing to go.
I agree.
For this recipe, I serve it with this beautiful lemon mint pesto.
How do you make that?
And so really just in the food processor, very simple, just fresh mint, lemon juice, drizzle in the canola oil, a little bit of garlic, salt, pepper, and you just whir that up, and then it becomes this beautiful, colorful dip to serve with the shrimp. And I love to serve it in an elegant way, too. So I like to put it a little bit in a cocktail glass and then the shrimp around the edge, or even for a single shot, kind of. I do in shot glasses a little bit.
I saw that on the website. It was really cute. In fact, I just had a shower, and I did, different vegetables with a little bit of ranch dressing, and it was a hit.
Yeah.
Everybody was so excited because they know that they can only double dip their own, you know.
Yeah, that's a great idea. And I think that kind of, you know, serving, just like putting a little twist on the way you serve it, can just make it so much more elegant and beautiful.
Right. Ellie, you know, can you repeat that shrimp dip?
Yeah, you know, I don't have the exact recipe right in front of me, but all the recipes are on canolainfo.org.
Oh, okay, great. So, anybody that's just joining us right now, I'm so glad that you're here with us, and you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Joining me right now is Chef Ellie Krieger, and she is a host of the Cooking Channel's Healthy Appetite, and she's here to tell us some of these amazing healthy recipes that can be mindful of our waistline. So tell us a little bit about, is this what you do at home? I mean, is this just on your show, or do you live this?
I'm not having engagement parties every day, but but certainly I live it. I mean, there's no question. Like, when I, you know, am entertaining, this is exactly what I make. And this kind of food, and in this kind of healthy, light, luscious way. And really, I have friends from all walks of life, from people who are, you know, meat and potatoes lovers to people who are vegan. And I think I can find a way to make everybody happy, and we can all enjoy food together and celebrate together. And I think that's what's really key, too. and I do live it. So if it's a party, yes. And then in my everyday life, I mean, this is how I do it. And my whole philosophy is there's no such thing as never. Mm-hmm. But I see food as usually, sometimes, and rarely. And so the backbone of how I cook and the backbone of what I eat are these usually foods. And those are healthy oils, lots of fresh produce, or even frozen, whatever, but like good produce, whole grains, low-fat dairy, lean proteins, fish, beans, nuts, seeds. That's a backbone. And then you can sprinkle in things that might be more of a sometimes food, like maybe I feel like having some French bread once in a while. That's fine.
Okay.
You know, it's fine.
Now, here's a question. I know you have a non-fat yogurt for conventional mayonnaise. So you don't usually use mayonnaise?
Well, actually, so mayonnaise is fine. I think it's a little bit demonized, honestly, but what I do is use the canola mayo because you're going to get a healthier fat profile from it. You get more monounsaturated fat. Whereas the typical mayonnaise is made with a less desirable fat. But also what I do is for so many dishes, like especially summer salads, and in this collection I have a beautiful curried chicken salad where I do this. So typically curried chicken salad is just gobs of mayonnaise. And what happens is it's all fat mayonnaise. So it winds up being very high in calories because fat has a lot of calories per ounce. Per tablespoon, whatever. So what I do is I use a little bit of mayonnaise and canola to improve the health profile, and then I cut it with
non-fat yogurt.
With non-fat Greek yogurt, or sometimes non-fat plain regular yogurt, depending on the consistency that I want. And so when you mix that together, you get the best
same
of both
kind
worlds.
Of taste, right? But you're lessening some of that fat.
You wind up with a much lower calorie salad, but it's still super creamy and decadent.
Ah.
And so it just has much fewer calories and overall, you know, just lighter and more healthful.
Right. Such great tips. You know, it's not about really changing your whole way of eating. It's about incorporating healthy foods into what you eat and what you love that can just kind of, you know, be a little less than what you need, right?
Yeah, and then when you realize how doable and wonderful that is, it kind of becomes
the habit.
So yes, it becomes a habit, and you want to build on that. And then before you know it, you have changed your eating. You know what I mean?
Right, right. Well, I love what you're doing. Again, joining us right now here on the Kim Pagano Show, Ellie Krieger, and she's the host of Cooking Channel's Healthy Appetite. So I would love to talk to you again. I love your books. I'd love to bring you back. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Kim. It was my pleasure, and good luck with those two weddings.
Thank you so much. All right, talk to you soon, Ellie.
Take care. Bye.
All right.
Looking for a camp, a preschool, an orthodontist? Look no further than ParentClick.com, one-stop shop for families in Ventura County. You'll find everything for every age in the ParentClick directory. Looking for something to do this weekend? Check out our community calendar. How about a place for your teen to volunteer? Read Parent Chatter. Go to ParentClick.com and register for our weekly newsletter. ParentClick.com, the local family scene and city guide for Ventura County.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair. And I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Grow your business by advertising in Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly target audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of residents, business owners, and visitors who are ready to become your customers. And mention KVTA to receive an upgrade to color for no additional cost. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com or 653-0791.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Stronghold Schools is an alternative learning program in Ventura for any parent whose child is not doing well or absolutely thriving in the current educational system that they're in. Stronghold is a way for that child to excel in every aspect of their life, whether it's academically, behaviorally, and overcome any challenge that they find themselves in. You can find us at Stronghold School Systems in Ventura, 805-830-5850, or visit us at our website, strongholdschools.com. Our motto at Stronghold Schools is that absolutely no child is broken, and they have the God-given right to overcome any challenge and any obstacle they find themselves confronted with, and our students do.
Debbie, wow, you look great. What have you done?
It's my plastic surgeon, Dr. Curtis Perry. He gave me my look back. He's also an award-winning sculptor.
You look so natural. I've been thinking about plastic surgery. Where is he?
He's in Agoura Hills, and his consultations are free. Call him. Here's his number, 818-661-0791.
You would never know. That's it. I'm calling today.
Dr. Curtis Perry, for all your cosmetic surgery with a sculptor's artistry. Call 818-661-0791. That's 818-667-0791.